Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today in the studio on Let's Talk About It, we have Sarah Massey with the North Dakota Department of Health and Emily Woodley. She is the JRMC Family Birthplace Manager. And Emily and Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Some amazing news we have to share today on Let's Talk About It. We are talking about the JRMC and they have received the gold level status from the Cribs for Kids program through the North Dakota Department of Health. An amazing thing that the JRMC has done. We're going to talk about that and what that means for the Jamestown Regional Medical Center and our region, as well as the Sleep Safe ND program. But first of all, let's talk about this status. What is this mean and how does a hospital achieve this status? Because JRMC was the only hospital in the state to receive this, right?
That's correct. So this certification means that Jamestown Regional Medical Center is committed to the National Cribs for Kids mission. This mission is to keep babies safe in their sleep environments and to eliminate as many sleep-related deaths as possible. So Jamestown Regional had to do a few requirements to earn this gold level status. They have to create a safe sleep policy, which they have, and that goes hospital-wide. They educate all staff that provides care to the infants, educate parents. They need to affiliate with a local Cribs for Kids site, which they have with Central Valley. They need to replace receiving blankets with wearable blankets. This models no loose clothing in the cribs. And they need to provide media and community outreach, which we're doing right now. And they need to participate in the auditing process through the National Cribs for Kids. So they've gone through all of these requirements and they have received this gold level hospital certification, and we couldn't be more proud of JRMC.
Yeah, that is amazing. And it sounds like there's so much that needed to be done in order to achieve that status. And being the only hospital in North Dakota has to be a great honor for you guys, right, Emily?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we at JRMC just like to provide the best care possible. We were doing a lot of these things because we believe in safe care and safe practices for babies, but adding the little bit of extra things to make it that much more safe is worth it in our minds.
Awesome. So going along with this this gold status that the JRMC has received, again, the only gold hospital of that status in the state of North Dakota, how many hospitals have this status? Not the gold status, but there's different levels of that status too, right?
Yes. So there are 12 birthing hospitals in North Dakota, and they have all been requested or asked to achieve at least the bronze level. So there's a bronze, a silver, and the gold level. Okay. So each level, it just increases the requirements that a hospital has. And so through the 7 requirements that Jamestown has achieved, that's how they attained the gold level status.
Wow. Okay. So again, we have Sarah Massey with the North Dakota Department of Health and Emily Woodley with the JRMC and the Family Birthplace. She is the manager there, talking about this amazing status that the JRMC has received and all the things it took to get to that point. So why is it so important to have this status and have that information out there?
Well, safe sleep is so important in decreasing the risk of SIDS. And SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. And there are things that parents can do, grandparents can do, caretakers, so that babies can be safe in their sleep environment in hopes of preventing SIDS from happening and preventing deaths and that unfortunate thing.
Right.
So we educate parents, we model behaviors, we are trying to get the word out. And it's so important for everybody, not just new parents and babies in the hospital, but again, for grandparents, caretakers, daycares, those kind of things, to always provide safe sleep environments babies.
And of course, a very, very sad SIDS, such a tragic thing. Do you find that that's very common with young children, with babies?
The risk of SIDS is highest in infants to 1 year of age.
Okay.
The risk significantly goes down at 4 months of age, but the recommendation is to keep them on their back in a safe sleep environment till at least 1 year of age. There are still 3,500 children that die from SIDS in the U.S.
And so hopefully with this gold status, you have that ability to inform our area, at least, of what it takes in order to achieve that safe sleep, avoid SIDS, and avoid a possible tragedy like that.
Correct.
Excellent. Again, Sarah Massey and Emily Woodley joining us right now, and let's talk about it. So Safe Sleep, what is this program and how does it work and how do people get involved?
So Safe Sleep is just that. It's providing a safe environment for infants to sleep. And as Emily stated, it's really important that we not just educate our parents, because there's many more individuals that take care of our babies throughout the day and, you know, vacations and things like that. So it's important that grandparents, siblings, other family members, daycare providers, they all get this education. It begins with a simple ABC. It's A, alone, B, on the back, and C, in a crib. Okay. By utilizing this approach, it's going to help caregivers remember the steps to keep these babies safe. And I also want to emphasize that the clinics and hospitals have a really unique opportunity because they have patient access from prenatal to postnatal care. And so Jamestown Regional, with this certification, will create consistent messages through their education and promotion of safe sleep practices. And these practices can be modeled throughout the care of both the patient and the baby.
Excellent. Yeah. So they get you get a wide variety and a wide reach with that ability then, and the ability to keep continuing giving out this information and hopefully preventing more SIDS and infant deaths that could possibly be prevented through this program. So what can the public do to help? Can they help, spread the word too? Can they send them any place so they can get more information about this?
You know, by sharing the word to others from what they've been educated on, good modeling, and then I'll let Sarah share about the marketing tools that are available as well.
Awesome.
Yes. So through the Infant and Child Death Services Program, we are launching a Safe to Sleep campaign. And our hope is to promote our materials to businesses across the state, such as medical facilities, daycare providers, restaurants, grocery stores, churches, and other businesses across the state. So Jamestown Regional is helping us launch this campaign, which is very exciting, and distributing these materials throughout their community. And we want to thank Jamestown for being champions in spreading this important message.
Absolutely. A very, very important message. Hopefully more in the state and more in the area can start to spread this information, because it's very important that we know this. And obviously with the JRMC obtaining that gold level status, absolutely huge. And hopefully we can continue to progress from there. Is there anything else as far as the Sleep Safe program or the JRMC Family Birthplace that you want to make sure we mention to our audience today?
Yeah, for more information on Safe to Sleep or the Cribs for Kids or other related sources, you can visit www.ndhealth.gov. Once you get to this site, you just simply put Cribs for Kids into the search bar, okay, and this will take you directly to our resource page, and you will find a ample amount of resources by doing this. And you can also visit us on our Facebook page, and it's under Infant and Child Death Services.
Excellent. And then as far as the birthplace, Emily?
Yes, we also have information on our website, which is jrmcnd.com/moms. And you'll find information about infant sleep along with a lot of other useful information. Also, we are happy to be resources for other hospitals as far as phone calls or reaching out to us for our ideas, suggestions, those kind of things. Child Care Aware in Jamestown and Central Valley Health have also been instrumental in assisting us.
Excellent. Very good. So it's all about getting the information out there, getting the people who need this information very quickly. And so there's a lot of ways they can get that information. And of course, congratulations to the JRMC for achieving that gold level for the Cribs for Kids ND program. Allison Knudsen, she is with the JRMC as well. And Allison, there's a couple of other things that JRMC has going on that you want to mention too, right?
That is correct. We would like to invite the community of Jamestown and just even the surrounding communities to join us tomorrow night for Concert for Care. This event takes place at 5 p.m. with a dinner, and then followed by 32 Below at 8 p.m. Yeah. Great event. You know, it helps to benefit both JRMC with new technologies as well as the Ann Carlson Center. So please come out. It'll be located between Bank Forward and the Elks Lodge. Okay. We would also like to invite you next week to Golf for Angels on Saturday, August 4th. That takes place at 9 a.m. and helps raise support and awareness for infant bereavement.
There's a lot of things happening.
There are.
Very, very busy.
Yes.
So they can find more information about that as well on the website too?
Yes. Okay. You can find more information at our website, www.jrmcnd.com, or you can visit our Facebook page. You know, feel free to like us on there, or we're also on Instagram, jrmcnd.
There's a lot of ways you can get connected with the JRMC and learn more about what they're doing. And again, learn more about the Sleep Safe ND program. Emily, Sarah, and Allison, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.